Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. That is the voice of Appleton native Elisa Jordheim. A recent graduate of the Florentine Opera's Studio Artist Program, she'll be back in Milwaukee next month to sing the role of Lulu in Elmer Gantry at the Florentine.
Jordheim's career has taken off since she went through the Florentine program. She's completed a doctorate at the University of Cincinnati Conservatory, and she completed a Fulbright in Scandinavia toward that work. She joined us here in the studio recently while she was in town for a recital. Elisa, welcome to Lake Effect. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
You are a graduate of the wonderful Studio Artist Program at the Florentine.
I am.
You just finished a recital here, coming back to do that. You're coming back to play in Elmer Gantry. It's just a really nice connection that you seem to have here with Milwaukee, and I wanted to ask about that. Did you expect it to continue on in the same way when you first came here as a studio artist?
Well, no, but I hoped that it would. I'm originally from Appleton, Wisconsin, so I have a strong connection to Wisconsin in general. So being in Milwaukee is a wonderful close area to my hometown, so it's easy for me to get to. My parents can come to most of my performances. The people are so nice, and it's a bigger town than Appleton, so it you know, provides more opportunities for going to the museum and meeting different people, and it's just a wonderful, nurturing environment to be an artist.
So talk about that a little bit. When you came here as a studio artist, what was that process like, and what did you learn in that year that you were here?
Oh, gosh. I learned a lot of things. Mostly, I would say endurance and pacing oneself and taking care of oneself, making sure that I could perform outreach in the morning, rest in the afternoon, and then be in a rehearsal for a main stage production in the evening. It was an exhilarating year, very busy, and I learned a lot about myself and working with colleagues and learning a lot of different music simultaneously, organizing my life. So there were a lot of things I learned. I've been a college student for a long time. So I learned how to organize my life in that capacity. But being at Florentine really taught me how to do that in sort of an artist way.
A professional way.
A professional way,
yeah.
Yes.
One of the things I think a lot of people who don't know what professional musicians do is we think, well, you rehearse and
right.
you perform.
Right.
But there's so much else that
there's
goes
so
into
more.
That. And what were some of the things that you felt that you either didn't know you had to do or, you know, weren't doing as well as you could have until you went through this process here?
I think the multitasking aspect of it, I've always been pretty good at that, but I really had to kick it up a notch for Florentine, which is a wonderful problem to have. It was a really inspiring year, a lot of different repertoire. The studio artists this year are getting ready to do their Broadway review. So being able to be versatile, doing, like I said, the outreach, children's opera, Broadway musical theater style for the Valentine's Day concert, and then also Mozart and Bizet and different languages and different styles on a daily basis. It was a challenge, but it was a really good one.
So since then, it seems like your career has really taken off. What have you been doing and where?
Well, I've been doing quite a few different things. Since my year at the Florentine, I spent the majority of the 2013-14 academic year in Scandinavia on Fulbright and American Scandinavian Foundation grants. So I was studying Scandinavian song and diction as part of my doctoral studies at the University of Cincinnati. Which I just completed my doctoral exams.
Good for you.
So
are you Dr. Jordheim?
I will be. I'm graduating in May, so I'm very relieved and pleased to
yes.
have that finished. So that's been since my year at the Florentine. I've also been performing around the Midwest, and I did some performing abroad as well when I was over in Scandinavia. So things are going really well, and it's always a pleasure to be back here in Milwaukee and just keep on keeping on.
And singing, yeah.
Yes.
Once you have your doctorate, that's something that a lot of opera singers don't have because they're performing. Are you thinking you're going to have an academic career in addition to your performance career?
Well, my main passion currently is performing. I love being on stage. I love working with the colleagues I am pleased to work with. But I also do love teaching and sharing the knowledge that I have with others, especially young students. So I do enjoy teaching, but right now I prefer performing. But it is something that I would like to incorporate. You know, I'd like to meld the two together.
Kind of have parallel tracks.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, and also, as an opera singer, your voice won't mature completely for quite a little ways
right,
yet.
Right,
so
yes.
There are roles that you can't even really
approach.
And also,
we are athletes.
Yes.
So, you know, one cannot do acrobatics forever. So there is a time when, you know, it's time to pass the torch, as it were.
And but you've got a little ways, again, because you're still young, and
yes.
So your voice hasn't even really gone in. I mean, what is about 40 is when we think?
Right. For my Fach, I would say maybe a little younger, maybe 30s.
Okay.
But I'm not there yet, so, you know, we'll see where things go.
So once you do hit your full voice, mm-hmm. Do you think you'll be staying in the roles that you're singing now? You're singing coloratura roles, right?
Yeah, lyric yeah. coloratura roles. There have been some roles that have been unexpected. I sang Micaela in Carmen with the Columbus Symphony recently, and that's a role that I never really expected that I would sing. But I took the role on, given the cast members and the size of the hall, and I really loved it. And it was great to explore a more dramatic, sort of visceral character. I really enjoyed that. But yes, I tend to sing more coloratura, ingenue-type roles.
The beautiful, high, lots of...
Hopefully, yes.
for people who don't know what that means, yeah, that's just this... That, I always think of it as that glorious just sort of ripple of sound that the best coloraturas can do.
Well, yeah. I aim for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, the role in Elmer Gantry
yes.
is a little different.
It is. It does yeah. have some high notes, which I'm always excited about. The Florentine can attest to that. But yes, it is also kind of a melding of that visceral character that I mentioned of Micaela with that more high shimmer type vocal quality. I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't really played a role like this before.
And it's also new. I
mean,
this
is new.
A new opera, relatively.
Yes,
you know.
But it's brand new for me. And listening to the music, it's just so lush. And there's so many gospel and almost folk-like influences to the music that I find really compelling. So I'm really looking forward to the whole process.
This ties into something you said a little earlier that I want to expand on, where you talked about one of the things you got to do here is to do the Broadway singing,
yes.
you do the opera. This has some folk and gospel influences.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think modern-day opera singers need to have that kind of versatility where perhaps 50 years ago they didn't because they were singing opera and that's all they needed to sing?
I'm a big fan of versatility. And for me personally, if I were just to sing in an operatic style, I would get really bored. I really love singing musical theater. On this recital that I just gave, I included some Rodgers and Hammerstein and some Sondheim. But I also love singing Mio and contemporary music and early music. I think it's hard to be a well-rounded artist when one has blinders on or just sings in one style. So I do think it's imperative for opera singers, pop singers, musical theater singers to have a knowledge and a technical versatility to be able to sing in many different styles.
And that's the thing, the technical versatility,
yeah.
because we think of opera production in a particular way. There are certain things you do with your body and your voice, and folk sounds very different. I mean,
sure.
we had Wayne in
yes.
before Flying Dutchman, who,
uh-huh.
you know, talking about singing Dutchman, but then he sang as a Harry Chapin tune because he's also a folk musician.
Yeah.
And so that was just such a cool thing.
Absolutely. If you have the foundation of a solid technique, I mean, the world's your oyster. You can do anything. When I was a teaching assistant at CCM, the University of Cincinnati, I taught some musical theater students. And I always tried to give them a foundation of classical technique, which would then enable them to be more flexible and be able to do more of what they wanted to do. Their voice would do what they would ask it to, as opposed to not having that foundation and going on, you know, what you're hearing or imitating somebody else's sound. So if you have that foundation, you really can can go in a lot of different directions, and it's exciting.
Well, and the other thing, too, is to not hurt your voice.
Of course.
Yeah.
And longevity, and yeah, that's very important.
So what is a typical day for you when you are in rehearsal? How do you take care of your voice, and how do you make sure that you can do what you want to do on stage?
Well, it depends on what the rehearsal schedule is. But of course, I would tend to mark when needed. Some singers like to mark more than others.
And explain that for those who don't know.
Singing down the octave or singing lighter, taking it easy. As it were.
Vocally, yeah.
But definitely giving it your all physically, but just making sure that your voice itself is not giving 100%. I tend to not like to mark because I like to get the feeling of what the role feels like. But after a couple of run-throughs, then I can sort of take it easy. So I might pace myself, mark in the morning, since I don't really like to sing in the morning that much. And then gradually, as my voice and body warm up, sing more throughout the rehearsal process.
And obviously, do you do the hot tea and do you do that kind of stuff? People have all these interesting, routines.
I guess the only interesting routine I have is that I always like to eat apples before I sing because the pH balance is the same as your saliva. So there's a scientific reason as to why, singers will like to eat apples particularly before they sing.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yes.
About the pH.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can eat it, but it doesn't create extra saliva.
Right. And it actually, for me, it makes me feel more hydrated, and it has the sugar for energy. It's a superfood for
me. And cleans your teeth.
Yes. It's a win-win-win.
All the way around. So when you come back for Gantry, this is kind of a reunion of sorts for you, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So who are you working with again, and how did you work with them in the past?
Well, Craig Verm, who's singing the role of Elmer, was the Count in The Marriage of Figaro when I was here in 2012-13. And Frank Kelly, who's directing, was also in that cast on stage singing. So the two of them and I know each other from that production. So it'll be really fun to get to work with them. And Frank Kelly as a director, rather than an onstage colleague. It'll be really interesting and fun.
Yeah, that is an interesting thing, to come off the stage and to actually be responsible for.
I can't imagine. But he's going to be fantastic.
Maybe that's something you'll do once you get your doctorate.
Perhaps.
Yes.
Yes, perhaps.
Stage direction. We need more women.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
That's true, and I'd be happy to do it. It's a very overwhelming responsibility to be in charge of so many different elements, but I think it would be a really rewarding experience.
I think it would be, too. Yeah. And you're organized enough to do it. A director has to be very organized.
That's true. That's true. I'm a fan of color coding, so... So maybe that could come in handy.
There you go. There you go. Well, it has been such a pleasure having you in the studio. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And we are looking forward to seeing you and hearing you on stage and whenever you come back through this way.
Well, thank you. I hope there will be many more times.
Alisa Jordheim will sing the role of Lulu Baines in the Florentine Opera's upcoming production of Elmer Gantry. This year's Studio Artists annual Broadway special begins tonight, and it runs through Sunday at the Wilson Theater at the Marcus Center's Vogel Hall. And that is all the time we have for the show today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Besides the two of us, there is a team of people who bring you this show, including the technical mastery of Dan Harmon, the web support of Michelle Maternowski, studio engineering from John Strelecki, and production assistance from Audrey Nowakowski and Claire Mosley.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend. It's on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee.
Stay tuned. It's 11 o'clock and fresh air is next.